Morning Watch, Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming, Week 4, Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming by Being a Faithful and Prudent Slave. Tuesday, Related Verses. 1 John 5, verse 16. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin not unto death, he shall ask, and he will give life to him, to those sinning not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should make requests concerning that. Philippians 1, verses 24 to 25. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. And being confident of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of the faith. Acts 4, verse 20. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Acts 5, verse 20. Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. Acts 6, verse 4. But we will continue steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the word. Ephesians 3, verse 2. If indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Proclaim the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convict, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Related reading. The believers, the churches, and even the more, all the sinners are around you. It is your duty, your obligation, to minister food to them. If they are sinners, you have to minister the gospel of grace to them as the food they need. If they are believers sick of something, then you need to minister some word from the Bible that suits their condition, either to nourish them, to heal them, to strengthen them, or to wake them up. To do this is to be a faithful and prudent slave, ministering the proper food to the Lord's possessions, which are all kinds of persons, at the proper time. When you enter into your office, you must realize that this is one of the proper times to minister the proper food of the gospel, even to the unbelieving ones. When you go to school, even if you are not going there to teach but to attend classes, all the classmates around you are the Lord's possession delivered to you, that you may take the opportunity, the proper time, to minister the gospel to them. Every day is a proper time for us to minister the proper food to anyone. We all have to rise up and wake up to be diligent, to be faithful, to be prudent and not foolish, to minister the proper food to the needy ones at the proper time. In Philippians 1, verse 24, the apostles' consideration was not selfish, but was for the sake of the saints. He was absolutely occupied by the Lord with the church. Paul realized that the churches needed more of the ministry of Christ. Paul was a person full of Christ. When he spoke Christ. When he lived with Christ. When he worked with Christ and ministered Christ to the churches. For the sake of the church, he was willing to remain in the flesh that he might minister Christ to the saints. The faith, in verse 25, refers to what the saints believe in, progress to the growth in life, and joy to the enjoyment of Christ. Whether Paul was in prison or out of prison, he was a strong factor of the saints' progress and joy. Because of him, the churches could have the growth in life and could be filled with the enjoyment of Christ. This should also be true of us today. In the body life, there is the urgent need of certain ones to function as channels of supply. We need members like Paul. When such members die, the transfusion of Christ is, in a very real sense, interrupted. But as long as such ones are with us, the transfusion continues unabated, and we can boast in them in Christ. The leading ones in all the local churches should be such channels, such means of supply. Our living should matter greatly to the saints, but whether or not this is so depends on the degree to which we live Christ, minister Christ, and infuse others with Christ. I am sorry to say that with respect to infusing Christ into the church, there are certain leading ones about whom it makes little difference whether they live or die. But with others, they are continuing with us, or their being taken from us in death makes a great difference. I think of the example of a brother very dear to us, who surely was a means of supply to the body. It made a difference to us whether this brother remained or went to be with the Lord. The same should be true of every one of us. It should matter to the church whether we live or die. But this depends on our living Christ, magnifying Christ, ministering Christ, and transfusing Christ from the depths of our being into that of the saints. If we experience Christ and enjoy Him in this way, it will make a difference to the church whether we remain or go to be with the Lord.